Welcome to my Stronger Than You Think podcast. I have today really exciting guest Michael Anthony with me. So excited to have you here. For those of you who don't know Michael Anthony, I'm going to give you a quick bio and then I'm actually going to let you, like, for reals, introduce yourself. We'll read the bio because that's what we do, but then let's get real. So meet Michael Anthony, author, coach, entrepreneur, and full-time traveler. On a mission to impact 100,000 lives. I love that. So beautiful. In his new book, Life is Dope, 15 Stories of Hard-Won Hope and the Power of Perseverance is sparking a movement around resilience and real-world growth. You can catch him every week on YouTube and his podcast, Michael Anthony TV and Signs, Sights, Sounds, where he dives into money, mindset, and epic travel stories from around the world. And we just found out that he is just down the street from me in real life. And yet we're meeting through Zoom. It probably would have been easier to meet in real life, but this is okay. So excited to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself that the bio didn't fully describe.
Yes, well, Sarah, it's an honor to be here. And for all of you watching, listening, all of that stuff, I'm just going to say it for Sarah, but be sure to subscribe, follow. She said I'm the 71st guest. So that means there's 70 episodes for you to go binge watch and binge listen to. Lots of nuggets.
I
Like
always hear
I
my kids like in the other room trying to start their YouTube channel, you know, smash that like. So it always makes me giggle whenever I hear it. Anyway, sorry, go ahead.
So yeah, I mean, I'm a digital mo nomad basically. I come from very you can say humble beginnings and very less than perfect. I talk about I really bear everything in my story in Life is Dope. And my heart is really to help empower people in their life who, there are very well-meaning. There's a lot of, I think, well-meaning rah-rah out there. And in my experience, like just to high level, and I share this in the first chapter of my book, but by the time I was 8 or 9, sexually abused, physically abused, had been abandoned by my mom, was I by the time I was 17, I'd been shot and stabbed. Like a lot of things, and I know this, the cover of this book doesn't necessarily,
It's like,
meaning me, it
yay, yeah.
doesn't really, show that. But when I'm saying life is dope, I'm not saying like life is unicorns and rainbows and happiness all the time. I'm saying it is possible for like life is dope because we make it a choice, and because we have the gift of choice, and regardless
Beautiful.
what happened with us, to us, for us, I like to believe life happens for us. So that's kind of a little bit of the, you. Let me grab the book here and just, you see, there's a car which is tied to the chapters, but it's got some baggage and it's going uphill. And and so it's kind of a, a tongue-in-cheek play on words.
I love that. I get kind of ornery and I wanted to say, well, man, you were just trying to get it all done before you were 18, weren't you? And that's not nice because none of the things you described were fun. And yet, isn't that how we write books? The reason we're able to either write a book or have a podcast or have a story is because we get it on such a deeper level. When I was in massage school, I remember this quote, and I don't remember it perfectly, obviously, like all other quotes, and I can't find it, so I'm just going to paraphrase. But essentially, it
Make
was
it yours.
right. You're right. Let's just make it mine. Essentially, that how else would I be able to comfort you except that I had been through what you have been through, so I now know how to comfort you. And so I think that was essentially what you were saying. The reason you can say life is dope is because it absolutely was not for so long, but you used your choice and said, forget it. It is dope. Therefore, it is. And so now
Yeah.
I'm going to move forward in this amazing way because I I have choice. So that's beautiful. I'm excited to get your book, actually. I need to get it and have a copy right here next time, right?
Yes,
Next
there we
time.
go. There we go. I love it.
There we go. Awesome. Okay, so I actually want to talk. You have this so Michael Anthony, super prepared in case anybody's curious with like all of this awesome stuff. And I've been stalking you a little bit on YouTube, as one
Okay.
should.
Right
You
on.
should. You're supposed to do these things. And I love how you talk about perseverance and how you say success comes to those who persevere. Can you just sort of start talking about that a little bit, and we'll see where it takes. I'll put in one, I call it a word. It's not really a word because it's like all
An
hyphenated and
idea.
dashes. But I like to say stick-to-itiveness. And I love that you say perseverance. I think you and I are very much on the same page, but I would love to hear what you have to say about that.
Yeah, that's beautiful, that stick-to-itiveness that you talk about, Sarah. In the book, In Life is Dope, it's 15 short stories of hard-won hope and the power of perseverance. And the reason, like, these are real stories from my life. They're not Pollyanna. And each one is designed. I'm a little ADD and dyslexic. And so
Well, then,
reading.
can we just do this for like writing a book, ADD and
Yes.
dyslexic? It's not easy. High five.
No,
That's my
no.
favorite.
Yeah. It is not, it was not. And for me as a reader, I believe in growth and personal development and things of that nature. And so I was like, you know what? This is my book. Let me write a book that I would be able to read and appreciate and things of that nature. And so all that to say, there's one story in it that the title of the chapter is Perseverance Comes to Those Who Persevere. And the
Okay.
full title is Perseverance Comes. Success, I'm sorry, success comes to those who persevere long enough to take it.
Ooh.
And the story comes from a pivotal season in my life where I had I was at the time I was married, my ex and I are actually very good friends to this day, and you read about her in the book, and I had just moved about six, seven states away, in the hopes of restarting my life and a life for my family. I was at the end of, I had been in ministry for years, and I don't blame the ministry. It's my expectations of like thinking I was going to become like make good money while in a nonprofit. Like that's
Right.
a hey, welcome to the real world,
Right. Whoops.
bozo. With that. And so I was burned out. I was overworked. I had then gone and done a sales, full commission sales thing where I had targets. I met the target. Like I built a $1 million book of business in 1 year by just cold calling an industry book. And I was hired on the preface of if you build $1 million, you'll be earning about six figures, give or take 5, 10,000 one way or the other, depending on, different stuff. I wasn't even making half of that. And so I was very disillusioned.
Of
And
course.
so I moved to Nashville, and I was staying, ironically, with my buddy and his wife. They lived in Tennessee at the time. Now they're, here. And I was staying with them, and I had just gotten off the phone with my wife at the time, and we had bought a like $700 minivan off Craigslist. And that minivan in the middle of rush hour had crapped out. And she, in a Minnesota winter, had to get out and steer the car across several lanes of traffic with my two kids in the back. And here I am, multiple states away. I had about $15 for food to eat for myself for a month. I had no job. Every prospect of work had closed, had closed, had closed. And I'm feeling like an utter failure of a human, as a man, as a husband, as a father, as a any label or title, that we put on ourselves, that society, that I was a waste of breath, is how I felt.
Can
And
we
it,
just pause for just a minute there? Because first, thank you for your honesty. I feel you. And just I honor you for that moment and for being so raw and vulnerable. I know you wrote a book, I know you've talked about it, but I can feel it's big. It's huge. And I think that often it's easy to see the outside cover, right? And be like, life's always been easy. Life's always been fantastic. And you're like, literally, I couldn't have gotten lower. And then guess what? I probably did. I mean, that's probably where your story is going. And here's the success through perseverance. It's the sticky, the nasty, the gross, the hard, the difficult, the I want to give up, except you didn't. So I don't mean to interrupt other than I respect and honor
Thank you.
you for what you've been through. So
Thank
thank
you.
you. Go ahead, continue.
And so in that moment, and I think I really do believe all of us go through some form of that in our life, or the majority of, like, if you're watching, if you're listening,
If
you
you're a
weren't,
human.
you weren't sitting in a car on a cold, Tennessee day where it's like sleeting, raining, and you're broke, and your wife, calls you, and you feel like you're just whatever. But there's something, some moment, some dark, what do they call that? The dark moment of the soul, or whatever, season of the soul. And in that moment, Sarah, there, like, every fiber of my being wanted to. I was in a parking lot, and I was waiting to have lunch with a buddy of mine who maybe would have some sort of connection or something. But the reality is, remember, I didn't have money to pay for, like, not even a coffee, right? When I say I had $15 for the month, like, I had $15 for the month to eat. You're not buying, a soda or whatever. And I was hungry and whatever, and I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, am I going in as a failure here? My wife was pushing cars across interstate by herself with two toddlers in the back. I could get on the interstate, and I could just drive home. And you know what? I would come back as a failure. I would come back as all of that, but I'll just get some job, and I'll just disappear into mediocrity. And I'm sitting there, and I'm asking unbeneficial questions like, why? Why is not beneficial?
And it really isn't.
But then I just heard this voice. 'Cause I'm like, for, you know, for, ooh. All right, I'm filtering right
Thank
now.
you.
I'm
I know.
filtering for you guys. Like,
For crying out loud, we'll have on that.
let's say sometimes demand, a little more raw. And I'm just like, what the, is going on? And when, like, how much more heartache, how much more pain, how much more disillusionment do I need to live in my life before I catch a mother bleeping, break? And I just felt this quiet voice, whether it was me, whether it was God, whether, I don't know. But it just said, success comes to those who persevere. And it was like I felt this dot, long enough to take it, to take it. And it was in that moment, Sarah, where I was like, okay, I feel that I have put in enough time to honor success. But what I've learned is that success, whatever you define, your success is different than mine, different than who, you know, if you're listening or watching, all of us have our own version of success, of heaven, of an ideal life. And whatever that is, I have found success is like a fair maiden. I don't even know, like a fair maiden, but you know what I mean? Like success values herself. Success is not just throwing herself out there to you or to me because we say we want it, or because we've been disciplined for, you know, 5 hours or 5 months. And really, I was put like given a mirror in front of me on, okay, are you gonna like gripe and complain? Or are you gonna just persevere long enough to take it? Because that's the other thing is I thought success just will come upon me.
If you wait long enough, you're gonna get chosen. If you wait
It's
long
gonna,
enough, somebody's just gonna like bling.
yeah. And sometimes, you know, there are things that happen, that synchrodestiny type, you know, things that just
I
happen.
like that.
But other time, more times than not, we also have to choose ourselves. Because just like, you know, if you're, you know, like choosing a partner or an employer or something, you don't want to work for a company where you show up and that company is like, yeah, well, we kind of suck. You know, our products are half butted, are, you know, this and that and whatever. Like, no, and you don't want a partner who's like wakes up every day being like, and you're like, wow, you're beautiful. And they're like, really? Ugh. Do you see this? Oh, do you see how ugly? I'm horrible. Oh my gosh, blah, blah. No, you want to be with someone who helps elevate and raise. And I believe life is no different.
Boom. I feel like just where's your don't pick it up and drop it, but it feels like it's like a big old mic drop. You are so speaking my language in all of this. I told you I just finished writing a book, and one of my chapters is about success and how do you define success? That's the whole premise of it is that. At least for me, and it sounds like you were kind of the same way. You thought it was maybe this, and then you realized, wait a minute, no, it's mine to define, it's mine to decide. And success values herself. Oh my gosh, I love that so much. I think that is so well said. So navigating through all of these things and realizing, wait a minute, this is not how I plan, this is not what I thought. I can drive home and be a failure, or dot dot dot, I can hold on long enough
To take
to
success.
take my success.
And that's where, like, for myself, in that process, in that journey, the immediate before me was the choice of I was like, you know what? I'm going into this meeting and I'm not going to be defeated. I'm going to be so happy. I'm going to be so positive, and I'm going to add so much value to my buddy that, like, he's not going to know I'm hungry. He's not going to know any of my situation. Like, I am not going to be a charity case. And I just resolved that. And I didn't resolve it for him. And I didn't resolve it for my ego. I resolved it because I realized, like, I am choosing to become a person worthy of what I don't yet have, what I haven't yet experienced. The seeds are planted in my heart, but it hasn't manifested. It hasn't matured. And I did. And I went in, and you know what? Just day by day, day by day, I ended up, it wasn't like success didn't happen, you know, a day later, a year later, even a decade later. And success is, it becomes something different all the time. But little by little, I will say that, you know, let's call it a decade, 15 years later, I have a phrase where basically I say nothing changes in a month, a little changes in the year, everything changes in a decade. And we're in a microwave, we're in a crock pot or a microwave society when life is a crock pot. And some of you listening to this are like, what's a crock pot? A crock pot is called slow cooking. And really anything worth having the easier you get it, the less you value it. And
Yeah.
so I started committing to, rather than a destination, and I talk about this in one of the other stories where, life is, design a life you don't need a vacation from. The whole point is, like, in life, it's the journey. If we're always pursuing a destination, man, wait until Friday gets here and I can, go out in the club, or I can go get, crap faced, or
Yeah.
I can go to my Zen meditation, whatever it is. Hey, how about right here, right now? Because there's a 1,000 minutes between today and whatever that destination you have in your
Oh my
mind.
gosh.
And so start value, like I started valuing. And it's a muscle. It's a muscle.
Yes.
I to this day, Sarah, like
Yes.
today, I have a program, and I have multiple different things that I use to get my mind, to get my state, to get my energy in a place that is productive, a place that is bringing me continually to a
Yeah.
destination further and further out. But whether I get to the destination or I die tomorrow, I am purposing to live a life that I don't have regret when my last moments happen.
That's so beautiful. I know I've said it, I don't know how many times already, but seriously, we speak the same language. Another one of my favorite phrases, I learned again in massage school many years ago. And it's beingness, and it's the art of being in the moment. When you go in to give a massage, they said, literally, if you have to take the weight of the world off of you and set it on a shelf and be like, I'm gonna come back because I know that I can't just let go of all my responsibilities and be like, never mind, everything's fantastic. But also that we don't have to like wear it like this badge of honor, like this gnarly, nasty, something disgusting on us all the time. Like it's okay to shower and smell good and be like, you know what? Like you said, you owned it. You were like, I'm gonna go in, I'm gonna be so positive. This guy's not even gonna know what hit him. And that's the same thing with that beingness. You set it down and you go into this massage, and everything that happens in that room was 100%. I was all in. I wasn't worried about the kids or the shopping or the anything else. And I love that you also compared it to a crock pot, because I don't know about you, but for me, like we have six kids. You said you have a couple kids.
Yeah, two
So you
kids.
know that like they have to eat every day, which is so annoying, and like multiple times every day. It's not just like I fed you yesterday, you're good for a while. And one of the things that I have found is like I'm always thinking about food, like either preparing or cleaning up or what I'm gonna make. When I have put something in a crock pot, I get to remember over and over and over throughout the day, which sounds dumb, but I'm always like, ah, what do I make for dinner? And I'm like, oh, I win because it's in the crock pot already. And so even though the crock pot is the long game and we have to essentially wait for it, like what a relief to know that it's already happening. It's already in the process. It's not throw some garbage into a microwave and hurry it up. It's no, it's cooking and it's going to be amazing. And then the kids come home and they smell it. Oh my gosh, the house smells so good. And oh, this is amazing. And just that journey through a crock pot lens. I love that you said crock pot. I always felt that. I'm the mother of the year. I have food already going at
Hey,
10 a.m.
let's bump on that.
Right? We'll take it. So that's such a beautiful, beautiful comparison. And I also love that you pointed out that it's not immediate. All of our favorite movies have the hero in their journey, hitting rock bottom. And then there's fairy dust or there's a magical thing that happens in that moment. But reality is more like, have you seen, oh my gosh, where Tom Hanks gets abandoned on an island? He's a FedEx pilot.
With Wilson,
Yeah.
whatever movie.
Whatever it's called. Shoot. Sorry, Tom Hanks, if you listen. Sorry. But I loved the discomfort in the nights where it was, I've heard people say it was too long, but I loved that you sat there and it was raining and he was cold and he was uncomfortable. And then there was lightning and it was still raining and he was still cold. And you just sat there with him in this like, yuck, because that's the reality. You said it didn't happen overnight.
No.
And that's the reality, is that it sucks for a long time. And the difference is that you persevere long enough to take the success. Yeah.
It's
So
beautiful.
good. So
But
good.
that's the beauty of life, really, Sarah. Like, for me, it's I have just become like, so I used to think like, why God? Why is this happening to me? And now, like, it's not like I've arrived. Like the life I get to live is very much a gift. I travel the world full time. I document my travels. I get to do podcasts like this. I can, I can hang out with a buddy of mine or just go on a trip randomly because I decide. And I have, it's not like I'm, $100 million or whatever, but I have, I'm fortunate in where I've gotten in life to have some
And you've
flexibility and choices. And still, it's not like life is rainbows and unicorns. Like, it's in a lot of ways, life is much like a school where what is the reward for passing a test? It's learning something on a new level and then taking another test. Like, and that's just how life is. And so I have stopped looking at things as happening to me, but rather happening for me. Like, even some of the most painful moments in my life, a grandfather who sexually molested me, I've had the realization that the pain that got sparked in that moment was actually a gift to me because it gave me fuel to burn through, to almost like a bullet, to push through all these other things that occurred to me over the years. And it all was happening for me because here I am on the other end. And I love my life. I'm grateful for my life. I have had the gift of being able to truly learn what forgiveness, what love is, because I have had the opportunity to forgive people who have done unthinkable things when I was a child. And that is a gift because it's allowed me to, I have a level of compassion and understanding that hopefully, most people don't need to experience because of they hopefully aren't going through that much trauma, that much, pain. But it's a gift. I could have chosen to make it a debilitating, oh, don't talk to me about this because I get triggered for blah, blah, blah. No, it's made me stronger. It has made me who I am, a person of character, a person of conviction, a person of love, a person of forgiveness. And I think all of us, it comes down to the stories we tell ourselves. And I'm not under mining or underestimating the pain in the moment. Like, I give my emotions plenty of space to emote. I just remember I'm the human and they're the dog, and they're not walking me. I'm walking them. My
I'm
emotions,
the
I am the human, and I am not my emotions.
human.
My emotions have a valid place. Like, if we stuff our emotions inside, it becomes toxic, it becomes cancerous. I have a buddy who actually I talk about in the book who got cancer, and to this day he says the cancer he got, he was like, I didn't process certain things. I was going through some stuff and I shoved it down, shoved it down, shoved it down, and I got sick. And he's like, I fully he his words, I fully believe that is why I got the cancer. I have had symptoms in my body for different things when I don't give my emotions a healthy way to get out. But I understand I'm letting you emote and I'm giving that pain is real and whatever. And it's not a but, because
Yes.
when we say but, we discredit what was before. Yes, hurt, scared, frightened, fill in the blank with, whatever. And this does not define me.
Yes.
I choose to define myself. And I think that is such a gift in life.
It
Such
really
a
is.
gift in life.
Oh, it really is. That's so beautiful. I actually help release trapped emotions from people because we do
Okay.
often hold a lot of stuff in, and I find the
Yes.
same thing. You know, people will say my feet hurt all the time, and as I'm listening to their story, they're talking about, I can't stand this, and I can't stand this, and I can't stand this. And I'm like, so I'm just curious if you're aware that you just said you couldn't stand for 15 for 15 minutes, and you're telling me your feet hurt, you know, and so we release it and they feel much better. So yeah, I totally, oh my gosh, there were so many things that you said that were just absolutely incredible. I'm taking notes over here
I
because
love it. I love it.
I love the things that you're saying. It's just, it's beautiful, and the opportunities that you see that you're given, you know, that opposition, right? Like you wouldn't have understood how beautiful it is to forgive unless you had had the opportunity, unfortunately. Like we don't ever want to feel hungry or tired or cold, and yet when we're not hungry, we don't appreciate the food. When we're not tired, we don't appreciate sleep. When we're not cold, we don't appreciate the warmth. And
Yeah.
so all of those things you're using for your good and for your gain and to learn things, and isn't that incredible? And you touched on, you're like, I'm not a multi-gazillionaire. That's not what you said. Essentially, you said that. And I think that's something that people will make up in their mind. If you are happy, obviously nothing bad's ever happened. If you travel the world, obviously it's because you're so rich, you don't know what to do with it. And ultimately, you're saying, I'm going to use the money that I have, that I've worked hard for, and enjoy my life now because this is the life I get. And I think in one of the things you've had, like either a near-death experience or.
Well, I was literally had a bullet graze right under my eye. I was in my car getting shot up, and a buddy of mine took a bullet in his calf that literally would have gone into my chest. If he and his leg got stuck in that like spot, he was
Yeah.
like trying to move it, and it ended up taking a bullet, for me.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was right. I still have a little
Right
scar
there.
right here, where I was cut, which is not very far from a jugular.
No, and well, and right there, like that's a very,
And
yeah,
right,
just right at the base of your skull.
and on top of my head, stabbed in. And
So
that was,
you're
I was
trying to change
13.
the world. Something's trying
I
to
was
stop you, and you're
13.
like, sorry, I'm changing the world anyways. Wow. And it was interesting too. You talked about you're not being careful and don't want to trigger something. And I did a walkie-talkie about that a little while ago. It's what I call my little minute and a half things I do in the morning that just a walkie-talkie, and it's fun. But I looked up what trigger means because that's such a
Your
catchy
word.
word. Yeah, like everybody's like, you know, don't trigger me, or that triggers me, blah, blah, blah. And all a trigger, what it means is just to set something else in motion. And so you used triggers. You did. I mean, you had like being stabbed and
Oh.
shot, and all of these things were a trigger that you either could have chosen to have destroy you or chosen to elevate you. And you probably. And I love that you said that you give space for your emotions, and because when hard stuff happens, yeah, we get mad, we get upset, we cry, we feel the feelings because we're humans. And then we choose to move forward and to keep on going and to just keep swimming. Because if we don't, then we don't get out of that. We get stuck in this cycle that we don't like anyway. So let's shoot out. Man,
So good.
I think we need a 15-hour podcast. This is so fun. I'm so glad Dami Lare hooked us up.
Same, same.
This is so cool. This is so cool. So, literally, it's been like I think 45 minutes, which I don't understand how
Holy cow, it has.
the
Okay.
time is gone.
Okay.
So we will wrap it up.
Yes.
And you're gonna hold your book up for those who are
Yes.
watching. For those who aren't watching, it's Life is Dope, 15 Stories of Hard-Won Hope and The Power of Perseverance by Michael Anthony. Go and check it out. I will do my
On
best to link
Amazon.
things. Amazon, cool, right next to this.
Amazon,
So you can
yeah.
buy his book and my
And
book at the
yours.
same time, called Forget the Label, Rip It Off, Tear It Off, Burn It. It is not the boss of you. So
Love
we're
it.
just gonna change everybody's lives with our two books, and then everything's perfect from here on out. So I wanted to ask, and this is such a, I don't mean for it to be a loaded question, but it feels like it is because basically this is what we've talked about the entire time. So
Okay, I love it. Bring it.
I'm
Bring
gonna
it.
give you your very favorite, maybe something we haven't talked about, maybe something that's not in the book. I don't know. My podcast is called Stronger Than You Think. I love talking to people who have done things and accomplished things that have made them realize that they were stronger than they think. So if you could sum up or wrap up or give us your favorite moment or thing where you were like, oh my gosh, I did this. I am so much stronger than I thought.
It, to me, it's to me, realizing our strength is a progressive realization.
Ooh, good.
And what I mean by it, it's we are continually every day. See, so many every day we are, if we're intentional, we can just get a little bit better, just a little bit every day. And all of a sudden, a year. 4 years later, we're doing things that would have been debilitating to us. Like to be clear, like the person I am, and you were talking about triggers and things of that nature, I have so much love and respect for my ex because she loved me through when I did not realize how strong I was. She helped me through a season where I was learning, and I'm still learning. But there was one moment for me where her and I had started a life insurance brokerage, and about, I don't know, a year and a half in, or so, a year in, and I'm just like, for myself, because of all these things that had happened, the level of certainty that I needed in life to like, okay, no, don't, you need to go by script. I need this much money in my bank account, or just I need to feel in control of so much. And it was really almost debilitating for me. And there was some point, like maybe a year later or something, where I'm sitting there and I'm closing out the month, and I'm just reflecting on all the uncertainty in my life. And I was like, wow, like 4 years, 5 years ago, what I just went through, like this week, this month, would have literally sent me to the crazy house just a few years earlier. And there wasn't, Sarah, like if you're listening and you're like, but what, how did you get there? I just got there by little micro decisions of stepping outside my comfort zone, stepping outside my comfort zone, little by little, with what I couldn't even tell you. Like, and it doesn't matter what I did because your life is different. And so what is it that you can do today? And if eating the whole elephant is too much, well, keep backing it down until it's such a small thing you feel stupid, you feel silly for even like, oh my gosh, I shouldn't. If you say, and I talk about this in the book, if you say I
Shitting on
shouldn't,
yourself.
I, and I'm like, if you back it back so far that you're like, well, I shouldn't even have to deal with that, Perfect. That's where to start because we don't live in the world of shoulds. We live in the world of life. And just love, practice self-love on loving yourself enough to give yourself the celebration of doing something that the reality is your shoulds are keeping you from doing it. And so, look, I'd rather have you lift 5 pounds than no pounds.
I love that you actually just took it there. My husband just got this app where it adds up every single rep he does, and he'll send me screenshots. And in a workout, he'll be like, "Yeah, I just lifted 52,000 pounds." It's
Yeah, that's
like
pretty freaking awesome.
I'm like, how? I mean, but he lifts ridiculous amount, and it is. But it was like, oh my gosh, because you don't think, like 10 sets of, 12 pounds is that big of a deal. But then 120 pounds later, you do that 4 times, you're almost at 500 pounds. It's like, wait a minute, that's bizarre. And it's exactly what you said. I love it. We're not in the light, the game of shoulds. We're in life. Oh, that's incredible. Thank you for sharing
Thank you,
that. Thank you
sir.
for your vulnerability. Life is dope. Let's get it. I'm gonna get it. I'm so excited to read this. It's so fun. It's fun to be able to look back. I think so often we listen to things like this when we're right in the middle, and the middle feels gross and it's hard and it's sticky. And everybody who gets to the other side says, hold on. And you're like, I am. You've probably heard by the skin of my teeth, which we don't have skin on our teeth. That's how it
No.
feels sometimes. And it doesn't become magical, but you get through it. And I'm so happy that you got through it so that we could meet today and have this conversation. And it's just been an honor to have you. Thank you for coming, Michael Anthony. I love it. Thank you.
Love it. Thank you, Sarah. And congratulations so much on your book. That guys go. Yeah, you can get my book. Get hers though, as what like it's a big deal. It's a big deal to do that. And yeah, I honor you on that.
Oh.
This is a gift for me to be here on the day when your book's released.
Yeah, thank you. It's so fun. Thank you. Thank you. So we're gonna end this podcast the way that I end my walkie-talkies and the way I end
All
everything. And
right.
if you haven't watched my walkie-talkies, then you're not gonna know, but I always end it with, remember, you're stronger than you think, and I'm walking with you. Have the best day. Love you. Bye.
Woo!